Well, man, I'm surprised in this service, in the 3 o'clock, I bet almost half the kids were already in their pajamas. And the parents were excited to go home with the kids and help the kids prepare, pour in the milk and putting out the cookies for Santa Claus, and then giving the kids their little drink of Benadryl. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you that you continue to visit us, that you might deliver peace to our hearts, to our lives, to our relationships. Lord, we pray that we might with eagerness long for your return, that we might take this moment to pause and reflect upon your goodness to the world, your goodness continually to each and every one of us this night. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So there Monica sat on Christmas Eve service, arriving to the service about 15 minutes early so that she could save seats for her husband's family for the 7th year in a row. It got closer and closer to the service, and there Monica sat with her beautiful red hair, but her face didn't seem so peaceful and joyful. She seemed a little agitated, a little irritated. As she talked to herself, she wondered, why is it that my brother's family, or my husband's family, can never seem to get to church on time? So there she sat, telling family after family, sorry, these seats are taken. Over and over. And almost internally, you could sense her agitation and irritation was like a bass drum beating louder and louder and louder as it got close to the service starting. And that last glance, she turned around to the back of the sanctuary and she saw finally there's her husband's family. And she knew it because there also she could hear her 5-year-old nephew who still has never learned how to sit in a pew for a service. They make their way, they find their seat, and she can finally relax a little bit. And then here rolls in her husband, Bruce. He takes his seat right by her, gives her a kiss on the cheek, and says, honey, Merry Christmas, and puts his arm around her behind her on the pew. And he turns his smiling, pudgy, unshaven face toward the front of the sanctuary. Monica looked at him for a moment and said, I don't know if he realizes this, but I could really hurt him right now. He doesn't even realize I still have plans to take care of at home so that our children have a good Christmas. Why am I always the one who has to save the pew for the people who can't ever get here on time? And then it dawned on her, later on tonight, there she would be in the living room, putting the last touches together, and there Bruce would be on the couch snoring as she was exhausted from all the planning, all the work. And then she heard the pastor up front say, please rise as we sing Joy to the World. Any of you planners out there, this is your hyper season. Do any of your planners in any way, do any of you relate at all to Monica? Raise your hand. Anyone? Now, do any of you oblivious men relate to Monica's husband, Bruce? Don't raise your hand because that means you're not oblivious. You're guilty. You know. You know, keep the hand down. I'm trying to make this a good Christmas for you. Well, you know who could really relate to Monica was Mary. Mary was in full planning mode for her and Joseph's wedding. And you can tell if you've ever had to plan a wedding, you know how stressful it is just to plan for the ceremony and the reception, how exhausting and stressful that can be. Well, know this about a first century wedding. It wasn't over in a night. This is a party and planning that went on 7 days. 7 days is how long this lasted. And this is what Mary is planning for. Yes, Mary has that aunt that drives her nuts. And she knows she's going to be here 7 days. Mary has that cousin who seems to annoy about everybody in the room. Guess what? He'll be here 7 days also. And then Mary knows the bridesmaid, one of the ones she had to choose, is the one who thinks everything is always about her. And then there's the uncle that's coming who has a tendency to just drink too much at every gathering that the family has. She's planning for their arrival, planning where they're going to stay. Joseph, well, he's smart. Joseph, the carpenter, said, you know what I can do for this whole thing? I'll use my carpenter skills and I'll build the arbor that we're going to stand under as we exchange our vows, right? So Joseph is hiding out in his shop, making the arbor for the wedding, and there Mary is planning all the details for this special wedding and 7-day event. And it's in the very midst of this that Mary receives a divine interruption from a messenger, an angel of God by the name of Gabriel. Gabriel comes to Mary and speaks to Mary and delivers the simple news to Mary. Mary, you will be with child, and it will not be from your husband Joseph, but from the Holy Spirit. And this child, Mary, will be the Savior of the world. His name is to be called Jesus, because he will save the world from their sins. He will be, Mary, the Son of God. And you, Mary, will be the womb that bears him into the world. The hope of millennia comes to Mary as she hears this news. All the planning that she had been at work doing is immediately out the window. And now God's plan for her and for the world has now arrived. A child is to be born. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Son of God. That is an interruption. But God aims to interrupt your life tonight, just as he interrupted Monica's life, just as he interrupted Mary's life. He aims to interrupt your life as well today. You know, when your children were small, maybe this still happens with your spouse. You know when they get in a trance and they just seem like they're staring into nowhere? What do you do as a parent usually, right? You snap, right? You try to get them to snap out of the trance that they're in. This is exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing with you and with me this day, is He is snapping to get our attention so that we might take that moment, that life might be interrupted for us to think not only about the birth of Jesus Christ, which took place 2,000 some years ago, but to also think about that which Jesus Christ accomplished in His death and in His resurrection. The Spirit wants to snap in your presence and to let you know everything else can wait. He wants you to know that tonight, in this place, you will open your hands and you will receive that one which was born 2,000 years ago, that one which died on the cross, that one which came back to life at His resurrection, the one who ascended into heaven. He is the one who is coming to deliver His very presence into your hand and into your life through the bread and through the wine of communion. Your Savior comes to you and for you. You know, as a planner, Mary would have had many questions, as you can only imagine, and many questions which she didn't know at an early point in her life, at this moment, the answers to. And that's pretty frustrating if you're a planner and things don't go the way you expect them to, or you don't know all the answers to that. But despite everything being thrown off course for Mary, the news elicited a unique, faithful response to her as she answers the angel Gabriel and she says, "Let it be done to me according to your word." And when you receive Christ tonight in this meal, and you know it is Christ saying to you, "Your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled." Your response, my response, ought to be the same as it was for Mary. "Lord, in this meal, let it be done to me according to your word." Christmas can be a tough time too, as families are often fractured. But your Savior comes to you to reconcile you to Himself. And maybe the reconciliation you seek in your own family will begin first tonight with the reconciliation you receive from your Savior. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who is not distant, a God who is not aloof, but a God who comes to us in this very moment, in this service, in the bread and the wine, to forgive us, to reconcile us, to heal us, and to deliver life and salvation to us. And Lord Jesus, that will always be worth being interrupted. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.